Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff, who gave you that nickname?
It was a mixture of Greg Brown and our old production manager, Ed Schaefer, back in the day.
Why did Greg think you were Hawk-like?
They were trying to figure out a nickname. So H, Hawk, it just kind of all...
Better than Joe and Josh Miller coming up with Mutton on their first try for me.
Yes. Yes, I'm thankful.
All right, Jeff. Let's go with some practice observations to start here. We've all seen the videos from what you guys sent out from before the team drill started with the quarterbacks and what they were able to do. And because... it goes out, you're able to comment on it because the whole world could see it if they wanted. Russell Wilson, to me, is doing maybe a little bit more than he did next week. And the initial report was that he would return to the Steelers lineup after this Chargers game. Jeff, it doesn't look to me like that's going to happen unless he is a very, very fast healer and they start accelerating what he's doing in practice soon. It seems like he's taking the smallest baby steps possible. Is that fair?
Yes. Yes, that is fair. And typically, listen, if you're a player coming back from injury, unless you played maybe the previous week and it's just like a recent injury, you could miss Wednesday and practice Thursday and Friday. You miss Wednesday, that's a pretty good sign. Not over, but it's a pretty good sign because Friday isn't as intense as Wednesday and Thursday.
Jeff, should we also be gleaning anything, or could we glean anything from the order in which those three quarterbacks were taking reps? Fields, then Allen, then Wilson.
Glean away.
Like, is that something away. That's by design usually then? Yeah, in individual drills, that tends to follow a certain pattern?
Tends to follow a certain pattern, yes.
Thank you.
Jeff, if you had to look into your crystal ball, and pinpoint a game on the schedule when the Steelers will deem Russell Wilson healthy enough to play, when would you circle that game? What game would it be?
I mean, let's see how the rest of the week goes. I mean, it could be the following week when they go to Indianapolis.
Oh, so you still think it could be next week?
I think it potentially could be. I need to see more of what he's able to do the next couple of days. But, you know, if he's able to do a little bit more, it recovers well over the weekend, and he comes out and is able to go full on Wednesday, I think that, you know, then you're looking at a different picture.
Are we looking at one more game without Isaac Seumalo, two more games without him, or zero games without Isaac Seumalo from here on out?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't practice today. Now, that's an example where he could not practice, come back full Thursday and Friday, and play. But those pectoral muscle injuries typically take a while to heal. And the fact that he wasn't able to go out there today is probably a bad sign. But again, he's one of those guys, because of the time he's played, the position he plays, that he would be able to, if he was able to go tomorrow full, then there's a chance for him on Sunday.
Jeff, has anybody asked you yet about the Broderick Jones being uninterested thing?
I don't think so.
Okay, so what are your thoughts on people like Chris Hoch saying that he showed up to training camp and he was uninterested?
Well, I will tell you that first preseason game he was uninterested.
Okay.
Because he said it after the game that he didn't bring the right level of compete that he needed to, and he realized that. I think it's this. I think he's a guy that's trying to figure out where he belongs. Because, you know, we asked him so many times over the span of OTAs, minicamp, training camp, like, what side are you playing on? And he would every time just kind of shrug his shoulders like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm a left tackle or right tackle. And I wonder if that has just kind of gotten to him mentally, like, man, where am I going to play? I don't look at him in practice and see a guy that loafs. That isn't what we see in practice. He brings it in practice. The intensity is there. But like I said, I'm wondering if in his mind, and we haven't had a chance to talk to him in a few days, you know, is he just like, well, where am I? Like, am I left or right? I thought maybe I'd be left. And, you know, the wild card in this whole thing is that Dan Moore keeps working hard and the coaching staff, you know, has belief in the work that Dan has done.
Broderick Jones, according to Mike Tomlin, was going to cross-train at both tackle positions. Do you get the sense that they are favoring one over the other when they cross-train him in those positions at practice?
Well, if you look at the depth chart, he is the backup right tackle on the depth chart.
Mm. Would you expect him to play at all on Sunday?
Active, yes. I think play... it would take, you know, Fautanu having three penalties and six plays, or Dan Moore just, I mean, listen, we're talking about two ends that are elite that you're going to face. I guess there's the potential he could play based on someone struggling. I mean, and you could see either of those guys struggling against Bosa or Mac. So I think there's potential, but, you know, as you look at it now, I don't see why they would change the starting lineup.
How much has Moore's quote-unquote extremely professional approach, all the things Tomlin gushes about that have nothing to do right. with actually blocking and everything else, how much do you think that has helped him in terms of how the coaching staff views him and in terms of just holding on to this position so far?
Well, I think the coaching staff and teammates. I mean, the guy just comes in and works. I mean, imagine him. Like, at his position – he started for 2 years, and they drafted a guy to replace him. Then he beat out that guy or maintained the job. Then they drafted another one. And yet he came to work with the same intensity, went to every OTA, every voluntary practice, workout, all of it, and just continued to put his head down and work. Now, like, Chooks didn't handle it that way when he lost the job. He checked out. So the respect that they have for Moore, I think, does play into this. And I don't know, you know, I think ultimately teammates want to win, but I know that there is respect in that room for how Dan has handled it and how he's also given tips to the younger guys, even though in his mind he knows that those guys at some point are probably going to replace.
Has he really even beaten anybody out? I don't feel like they've ever even allowed Jones, or they never even said Fautanu would. They pretty much said he was a right tackle. Have they really even given Broderick Jones an actual chance to beat him in practice for the left tackle job since the day he was drafted?
I would say in camp, there were some opportunities in training camp, yes.
This year or last?
This year.
Okay.
This year. Last year, I think they were looking at an opportunity. You know, they were going to try to get him on the field fastest. They did work on both sides last year, but I think they kind of figured Wright would be the one that he would break through. And then when the injury happened to Chooks, then it was all over.
Jeff, would you say that Roman Wilson, there's more urgency to get him back in the lineup because the rest of the wide receivers behind Pickens stink?
Yeah, and, I mean, and if you look at the video that we have on our on X at 93.7 The Fan, I mean, you can see he's limited, but he's taking steps, and he did last week, and he continues to do so this week. So I think there is a potential for him to play on Sunday. We'll see how the next days go for him.
Jeff, last but not least, do the Steelers beat the Chargers on Sunday?
Man, I just want it stuck to Harbaugh.
Yes, we know
I can't
that.
Imagine why.
Yeah. By the way, Joey Porter was saying, like, man, I want this game because I want Harbaugh. I think it's going to be a tight game. Yeah, I'll say the Steelers win like 17-16.
Jeff Hathorne, 93.7thefan.com. We'll have reports from practice and then the game on Sunday. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, boys.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.